Here Be Monsters is a show that invites you to explore fear and the unknown.
I saw her face change. I saw her see where I'd pulled my hair out.
Psychological warfare was always considered kind of an oddity, something done by freaks.
On the count of three, we're literally going to step out of our body. Step out.
You can find Here Be Monsters now at kcrw.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
To get from San Bernardino to Pitcher's Detention Center, you need to take a train to Union Station. Then another train to Newhall.
The way this train is going, it feels like it's taking forever.
And then from there, get on a bus.
Right now, we're waiting for the bus to go to the transit station.
And then another bus.
Get the number one bus to go to.
The journey can take upwards of 5 hours for just a 30-minute visit.
Dude, it's a mission. It's a mission.
I'm George Lavender. This is Off the Block, a series that traces the path from city block to cell block and back. The number one bus departs from a bus station in the northern part of Los Angeles County. For a half hour, it winds its way through quiet country roads and then past the roller coasters at Six Flags. By the time the bus reaches Castaic, there are just three women left on board.
Yes, it's like the whole journey, the whole process. It's longer than the actual visit itself.
Nancy Rivera is 25, and she's lost track of the number of times she's made this trip. She has on a pair of tough-looking work boots.
My steel toe boots. Because it's raining today, you know. But normally, I'll try to wear comfortable shoes, obviously, because we're going to be walking. I mean, assuming that Mama Betty's not there.
I hope Mama Betty's there. She's a blessing to all of us.
Ruby Solis calls Nancy her little sister, and they met on one of these trips. If someone's still on the bus at this point, the driver pretty much knows where they're going.
You're welcome, have a good day, and a good visit.
Nina Gonzalez has traveled the furthest of the three. She came all the way from San Bernardino and has already been traveling almost 5 hours.
Usually I bring my daughter, but I thought it was going to rain and I didn't want her in the rain. And only doing this 4 months, I'm already struggling.
About 6,000 prisoners are housed in a set of jails just over a mile from this bus stop. Nancy, Ruby, and Nina are on their way to visit three of them, their boyfriends.
Like, weekends, they're no longer our weekends. It's coming up here, and it's hard.
This is literally the end of the road if you're taking public transit. If you can't get a ride or pay for a cab, you're on your own. But as they're standing beside the road, a car pulls up, and the woman behind the wheel gives them a friendly wave.
Hi, kids. Hi. Can you squeeze in?
Yes.
Okay, everybody, squeeze in.
All three of them slide into the back seat. The driver's an older woman with brown hair. She flashes them a smile. This is Mama Betty.
I was looking for your black car, and I was like,
yeah, she got a new white one.
Yeah, she's like, no, she has a white one. I was like, no, she had a black one.
I know, baby. Yeah, we just got them changed.
Thank you.
Week in, week out, Betty is here, offering rides up to the jail.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I meet seven buses. Starting at 8:04 in the morning and going to 1:07 is the last bus.
Her real name is Betty Peters. She's lived in Castaic for 17 years. About 5 years ago, Betty saw a woman walking along the side of the road not far from her house. It was a hot day, and so she pulled over.
I said, where are you going? There's nothing out here. And she said, well, I'm going up to the jail. And I said, well, I'll give you a ride up there. So she got in the car and we drove up and I let her out. And then I started realizing that there were other girls walking.
After that, she got hold of a bus schedule. And the next weekend when the bus arrived, she was there to meet it.
And what time's your appointment?
At 2. Luckily, I have it at 2.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily for Ruby, because being on time really, really matters. Visits only last 30 minutes, and if you're late, chances are you won't be allowed in at all.
Yeah, there's girls, I've met girls that come from San Bernardino, there's girls that come from Riverside,
Pomona.
There's one that came from Ontario one time. She came from Ontario, and I was just like, oh my gosh. And then usually if we don't find anyone to bring us, we end up walking up this whole hill. And we walk all of this.
Yes.
And then we walk back down.
Yeah, back down is a
bad as coming up.
Yeah.
It's 1.2 miles. Well, that would be okay if it was flat, but it's not. You got to climb slopes that go up to a bridge that go over the freeway. It's just a tough road.
And most of that is along the side of the road. There isn't even a sidewalk. Betty says she's seen people pushing strollers or using walkers on their way to the jail. By car, it's only about 5 minutes from the bus stop to the jail visitor center. Betty likes to chat with the passengers along the way.
He's getting out on Tuesday.
After that.
No, you probably won't. God willing, you won't. Yeah, God willing, he'll be good. But, you know, we don't know where life is heading for us right now. So, you know, I keep
It was interesting when I first started, I was afraid to tell my man and my husband about it because he's very protective and he doesn't want us to get involved in anything that could be put us in jeopardy. And I did it a couple of weeks where I was picking up the girls, and then I finally said, honey, I have to tell you that what I'm doing, and I felt the Lord was really leading me to do it. He just looked at me and said, be careful. I'm 75 going on 76 this year. In September, I'll be 76. But, you know, as long as I'm able to, drive and pick up my girls and I have the time to do it, I'll keep doing it. And unless I get some real clear direction that I'm supposed to stop, you know.
She pulls into the parking lot. The visitor center, where people check in and go through security, is a low, green-roofed building. The buildings where the prisoners are actually housed are still further out of sight over a hill.
Have a wonderful time with your men. Don't forget to tell them they look cute in whatever color they're in.
To get to their visits, Nancy, Nina, and Ruby still have to go through a metal detector and have their bags searched. As long as their visit has been approved and they have ID, then they'll take a shuttle over the hill.
And there's not a line right now, so that's good. Hopefully it's not that crowded today.
But first, they stop at the taco truck that's parked right in front of the entrance.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
There are no lockers here, so for $5, they put their valuables in a bag and hand them over for safekeeping.
So what's going in? It's
cell phone.
Chargers.
Keys, headphones, all that good stuff.
What do people do if they don't give it to the taco truck?
I stash it in the bush.
They hide it, but I'm not risking my iPhone. No, thank you.
All that Nancy takes in with her is her notebook. 30 minutes goes by quickly, so she's come up with a way to make the most of the time.
Because once I'm there, I feel like you forget what you want to say, or, you know, I don't know if it's just like so many emotions, or like my guy kind of tends to talk a lot, so I kind of have to be wise about what I say. So what I started doing is like a list of like, okay, I want to talk about this, I want to talk about this. Did you get your package? Can you help me with my essay topic for school? Did your friend have his visit? I miss you. How are you? I went to the Dodger game with Ruby. Elijah got sick again, which is our son.
I have to say, I noticed that all of you are smiling a lot more.
Really?
We're all excited.
The three friends head in. It's past noon now, and the parking lot has filled up. The line into the visitor center has grown. Betty waits outside to see if anyone else could use a ride.
Do you need a ride to the bus?
No, I'm waiting for my daughter. She took off in my truck.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. And I always say to them, when your man gets out, you take him on this trip so he sees what you went through, because they don't understand. They're sitting in the, you know, in a cell or in a facility where they hardly have to move, and these women are going, and they'll do it on Saturday and Sunday. Because that's the 2 days that they can visit. So it's, it's really something to understand what these women are willing to do for the men that they love.
After 15 minutes or so, I see Nina walk quickly from the visitor center and sit down on one of the benches.
They wouldn't let me in.
Apparently, there was something wrong with the visitor account she had used to book the visit.
So he's probably waiting for nothing, and he's going to be really upset. I was in there shaking, but I was always taught everything happens for a reason. What that is right now, I don't know. So I came two buses, and just to get turned away is
It's hard.
How will he find out? How will he find
He's out? Not going to know until after visits are done. And then he'll call and say, what happened? And it hurts me because I know this is what he looks forward to. And me too. This is our only way out of dealing with him in here is to see each other. And not to see him is hard. Part of me just wants to go home and wait for him to call.
And once she's collected herself, that's what she does. Betty gives her a ride back down to the bus. She tells me afterwards that these are the hardest times for her, when she's driving someone who's been turned away or had their visit cut short or cancelled. Despite the cost and the time, Nina, Nancy and Ruby all told me that these no-contact, through-the-glass visits are worth it. They say they are the only way they can keep up a relationship with their boyfriends. And it was in that same parking lot at Pitches that I met Cindy Richardson.
No ring exchange, no kiss the bride. There's no glamour in a jailhouse wedding.
Jail weddings happen a lot in LA County, every other week on average. But many of the people getting married know they're going to be apart for a long, long time. So why do people do it? That's next time on Off the Block. And in the meantime, have you had experience visiting someone in jail or prison? If you want to share your story, just use the hashtag OffTheBlock on Twitter or Facebook. You can find Off the Block at kcrw.com. That's where you can listen to all the past episodes and see photos from the journey up to Pitches. Off the Block is produced by me, George Lavender. The series editor is Nick White, and the managing editor is Sonia Geis. KCRW's digital editor is Caitlin Schamberg, and our program director is Gary Scott. Music was composed by Mike Dodge Weisskopf, and the episode was mixed by JC Swadek. Thanks to contributing editor Ben Adair. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.